This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly meeting postponed until further notice due to possible infection of coronavirus. Karnali State establishes health ticks as prevention against coronavirus. And four men executed for 2012 Delhi bus rape and murder case. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the National Assembly called for today has been postponed until further notice. The meeting was postponed by issuing a notice keeping government's request not to gather more than 25 people in any meeting and gathering, making aware about the risks of possible infection of coronavirus. The meeting was called for 1 p.m. today. Earlier, the meeting of House of Representatives was also postponed until further notice. Police on Thursday evening arrested three more persons on the charge of carrying out pressure cooker bomb explosion at Lokanthari based house of former Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota. They are Laxman Sethi and Amrit Kumar of Kailali district and Tek Lohar of Kalikot, said Chief at the Metropolitan Crime Division Senior Superintendent of Police Sahakul Thapa. The bomb was denoted at Baskota's house on March 11. Police had arrested Bhakt district member of Netra Bikam Chandled group Debi Bahadur Gurung on March 11 from Manohara Handless Squatters settlement on the charge of his involvement. The Public Service Commission has suspended the examinations it has been conducting. Commissioners Under Secretary Ek Narayan Sharma said a meeting of the Public Service Commission office bearers had decided to postpone all the examinations that were to be conducted from March 21st until April 12th to adopt precautions against the coronavirus infection. Tribhuvan University had decided to put off all the examinations amid the coronavirus fear. The examinations were previously scheduled to be held on Chaitra. Examination controller Pusparaj Joshi informed that all the exams of the annual examination system were postponed. Tribhuvan University's affiliated and constituent campuses' regular classes will be halted until the end of Chaitra. Dean's offices also directed that the examination that is going to be held from today will also be postponed until the further notice. A 50-bed health facility for a specific purpose has been established at Bharatpur Municipality in Chitwan. The facility named Bharatpur Corona Special Hospital has been set up in 72 hours at Chitwan's Exhibition Center amid a fear of the deadly coronavirus infection, which has already taken a global pandemic turn. The OPD service and general wards are coming into operation from today itself. According to Metropolis Mayor Renu Dahal, medical workforce and employees to be deputed in the hospital have been given required orientation and training as per the World Health Organization directions. They will be provided sent person incentive and safety gowns. Only those people suspected of having coronavirus infection will be admitted to the hospital with arrangements of food to internet service for health workers and patients. In order to rein in the spirit of novel coronavirus epidemic, the state fire government has put in place a campaign with a preparedness plan. Public awareness program as well as arrangement of quarantine service and isolation ward have been put in a place to mitigate potential risks of coronavirus. The government has issued a 13-point directive to prevent coronavirus risks. A meeting presided over by Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel stressed on devising massive public awareness drive against threat of coronavirus. Likewise, all district administration offices in the state have strictly regulated the mobility of pilgrims via Nepal-India border points till the coronavirus risks are mitigated. A high-level team comprising chief district officer of the concerned district has made necessary preparation to monitor the market and provide health screening service to the passengers at Gautam Buddha Airport. A vaccination drive against measles, rubella disease is taking place in Kaski from March 23rd to April 4 under the National Immunization Program. 50,260 children below 5 will be immunized in two phases of the drive. The first phase will be in a place at the wards of Machapuche, Rupa, Annapurna and Modi Rural Municipality as well as previous village development committees integrated into Pokhara Metropolis from March 23rd to 30, while the second phase will be placed placed in the wards of Metropolitan City from April 2nd to 4th, said in charge of a district health office, Baburam Acharya. Total 420 vaccination stations and 647 immunizers will be mobilized in the campaign. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Four Indian men convicted of the gang rape and murder of a student in Delhi in 2012 have been hanged. Akshay Thakur, Binay Sharma, Pavan Gupta and Mukesh Singh were sentenced to death by a trial court in 2013. The four were hanged in the capital's high-security Tihar prison in the first executions in India since 2015. The victim died from her injuries days after being raped by six men on a moving bus. The incident caused outrage and led to new anti-rape laws in India. Six people were arrested for the attack. One of them, Ram Singh, was found dead in a jail in March 2013, having apparently taken his own life. Another, who was 17 at the time of the attack, was released in 2015 after serving 3 years in a reform facility, the maximum term possible for a juvenile in India. California has issued a stay-at-home order to residents as it tries to stem the march of the coronavirus across the most populous U.S. state. Governor Gavin Newsom told Californians they should only leave their homes when necessary during the pandemic. He earlier estimated more than half of the 40 million people in his state would contract COVID-19 in just the next 2 months. The virus has claimed 205 lives in the U.S. and infected more than 14,000. Globally, nearly 250,000 patients have tested positive for the respiratory illness and more than 10,000 people have died. Two Turkish soldiers have been killed in a rocket attack in Syria's northwestern Idlib province, Turkey's defense ministry has said. A ministry statement said another soldier was wounded in Thursday's attack, which it said was carried out by radical groups. Turkey's artillery units immediately mounted a powerful retaliation, the ministry said, but did not provide further details. The attack comes 2 weeks after Turkey and Russia, which support opposition sides in the Syrian conflict, agreed to cease fire in Idlib, halting a three-month year-on-ground campaign by the Syrian government in the rebel-held province. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly meeting postponed until further notice due to possible infection of coronavirus. Karnali State establishes health checks as prevention against coronavirus and four men executed for 2012 Delhi bus rape and murder case. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.